Inshallah, to now continue with today's program, I will now call forward our first speaker of the day. He is a graduate of the Islamic Dawah Academy and is an imam at the Medina Masjid in Clapton, London, and also a teacher at the Taqwa Academy in London as well. I request Maulana Zaid Gajia Sahib to come forward and share his words with the Gathering.
أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His utmost mercy, He has blessed us with this blessing of Iman, this priceless gift, regarding which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself mentions in the Quran, that إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That, O Prophet of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making this point very clear and very apparent to every single one of us. That إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. That you cannot guide who you wish, who you desire that this person be given guidance, this person be given guidance. It is not in your hands. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will guide those whom He wish. So if we ponder upon this verse, then we will realize that us being blessed with this gift of Iman, it has got nothing to do with us. It is only the sheer grace and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has chosen us and He has given us this gift. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has given us this gift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has bestowed upon us this precious, priceless gift. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. O you who believe, fear Allah, how He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not leave this world. Do not die. Do not leave this world. Except that you are in the state of Iman. Except that you are a Muslim. Except that you have this gift that I have given you intact. You are leaving this world with this gift intact. So this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. That worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Live your life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sure you carry out the do's. Make sure you stay away from the don'ts. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Until death comes. And my dear respected mothers, dear listeners, this is the purpose of our life. This is the reason for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has sent us into this world. That this precious gift that He has given us, we safeguard this gift, we look after this gift, we preserve this gift, and we leave this world in such a way that this gift is intact. We leave with the kalima la ilaha illallah on our lips. We leave with the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within our hearts. This is the purpose of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending us into this world. This is what me and you, every single one of us, this is the objective of ours. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His utmost mercy, through His love for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make this preserving of our iman easy for us, to make it easy for us to look after this gift that He has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in different places, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in different places, highlight the obstacles we may come across, the pits we may fall into, in which we may misuse this gift, we may lose it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in different places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us aware of those pits. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He highlights a pit for us, that verily shaitan, he is your enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Make sure you keep him as your enemy. Do not make him your friend. Do not fall into the pit of making him your friend, thus you will lose this gift of iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His utmost mercy, is reminding us and highlighting for us this pitfall, that shaitan is there. Shaitan is always lying in wait. Shaitan's wish is to make us fall. Shaitan's wish is for us to lose this gift of iman. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about the nafsul ammara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that nafs which has not been nurtured yet. That nafs that has not been nurtured yet. It has not been brought up in the correct manner. And this nafs, it instigates a person to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. That this nafs, these desires that are within us, unless it has the tarbiyah and the upbringing of this nafs has not been made, until this nafs has not been made into a nafsul mutma'inna, then this nafs will instigate a person to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His utmost mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His love for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is highlighting this pitfall for us, that until we have not made effort on our nafs, until we have not worked upon our nafs, then this nafs will always take us to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Watch out. Likewise, my dear respected mothers, dear listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, time and time again, remind us of another pitfall. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, time and time again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in many, many ahadith, remind us of another pitfall. And what is this pitfall? This pitfall is the dunya that we are in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what did He say? فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Let not the worldly life put you in deception. This worldly life, let it not deceive you. Let it not blind you from the purpose of your life. Let it not blind you and turn you away from the objective for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you into this world. And we will find many, many different places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again reminds us this very same point. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this takathur, the accumulation of this world, this competition in accumulating the things of this world, it has distracted a person from the objective of the akhirah. Hatta zurtumul maqabir, until you visit the graveyards. And the commentators explain, until you visit the graveyards, i.e. until you leave this world. The pitfall of this world, my dear respected mothers and sisters and listeners, this is such a pitfall that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if a person falls into this pit, then a person will not be able to leave this pit. The only way this person will leave this pit is when his eyes close and he leaves this world. There is no other way. That is why in one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he talks about this, that لو كان لابن آدم واديا من ذهب أحب أن يكون له واديان. That if Ibn Adam, he had a whole valley full of gold, then أَحَبَّ أَن يَكُونَ لَهُ وَادِيًا. then he would wish that he had two valleys. And further on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, لَمْ يَمْلَأَ فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ لَمْ يَمْلَأَ فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ, that nothing will fill this person, this hunger, this desire for more, this desire for more of this world. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there's only one thing which will stop it. And it is not the insan himself stopping it, that he has control over himself, that he says to himself that, but this is enough. I had one car, I've bought another car, bus, it is enough. I've bought one property, two properties, third property, bus, it is enough. No, it is not insan who is putting a stop on it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying exactly which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the verse, hatta zurtumul maqabir, that it is the dust of the grave which will stop a person's desires of this world. Nothing else will stop. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam over and over again remind us of this. Remind us of it, of this, that فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, do not let this world deceive you. Let us not fall into this deception wherein we forget the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forget the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forget the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We forget our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's this relationship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us. That we are His servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us that we are His servants. So this relationship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that this pitfall of this dunya will stop you from acquiring that true connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith narrated by Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he describes by an example, through an example, the destruction of this greed for the dunya and what destruction it causes for a person. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, مَا ذِئْبَانِ جَائِعًا مَا ذِئْبَانِ جَائِعًا أُرْسِلَ فِي غَنَمٍ, that there are two hungry wolves, two wolves that are hungry, and they have been let free in a flock of sheep. Two wolves that are hungry. We can just imagine for a little while that what carnage, what destruction these two hungry wolves would carry out upon this flock of sheep. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the destruction that these two hungry wolves would cause to this flock of sheep, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that destruction is not as great a destruction as the hirsul mar'i ala al-mal wa sharaf. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that it is not as bad, it is not as destructive as this greed for more. This greed for more, this greed for the things of this world, the greed for this world, the greed for the honor of this world, the greed for the mata' of this world, it is not as destructive as that. That a person, he becomes destroyed. And let us think for a little while. Let us ponder for a little while that when we fall behind this world, when we become blinded by the glitters of this world, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has mentioned al-hulwa khadira. That what is this world? It is hulwa, it is khadira. It is green, it is lush, it is nice to look at. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us that this is the reality of the dunya. Fattaqu ad-dunya, fear the dunya. Be very, very careful when living your life in this world. So let us think and ponder for a little while in our own lives that when we have fallen behind the glitter of this world, how much rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have forgotten. The hukuk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that are upon our heads. The salah that we are supposed to be performing. The zakah that we are supposed to be giving. The fasting that we are supposed to be doing. The hajj that becomes compulsory upon us. The different obediences of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are supposed to be carrying out, which is a means of us safeguarding this blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, this iman. We ponder for a little while and we realize that yes, we've been sidetracked. Yes, this dunya has taken us. We have fallen into this pit. the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgetting the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgetting the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, carrying out the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on top of that, the huququl ibad. How many a times we are busy, busy, busy in acquiring and accumulating this world, making as much money as possible. One job, two jobs, hours, hours upon hours to acquire the world. More than that which is necessary, more than that which is necessary. This competition in acquiring the dunya, that he has this car, I should have a car like this. They have this furniture, we should have furniture like this. Their sofa set is like this, we should have a sofa set like this. Their fridge freezer is like this, we should have a fridge freezer like this. This competition with the dunya. This competition in the dunya with others. The huquq of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much are we violating? The huquq of our spouses. The husband not fulfilling the rights of the wife. The wife not fulfilling the rights of the husband. The parents not fulfilling the rights of the children. Not fulfilling the rights of the parents. Not fulfilling the rights of the neighbors. Not fulfilling the rights of the extended family. So how many huquq and how many rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how many rights of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are we violating because of this pitfall that we have fallen in? And we have become blinded to this. My respected mothers, my respected sisters, my dear respected listeners, it is up to us that we realize this reality. It is up to us to understand that this is, we have fallen into this, and now we need to make effort to come out of this. We need to make an effort. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has mentioned in one hadith that that person who makes his intention, his focus, the focus of the akhirah, that person who makes his focus, his objective, his purpose of life, the akhirah, then what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam promise? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ja'ala Allahu ghinahu fi qalbi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put satisfaction, peace of heart, contentment within his heart. Today we have lost our peace of mind. We have lost our contentment. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that person who makes his focus and his intention the akhirah, then number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides that person with contentment of the heart, peace of the heart. Number two, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the different means of this world, the different needs of this world that this person has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers them for him. This person doesn't need to make too much effort. This person doesn't need to run behind the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he needs in this world, whatever zaruriyat, whatever needs that are there of his in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them to him. And finally, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَأَتَتِ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةٌ. That dunya comes to this person, ذَلِيل, disrespected. This world comes to the feet of this person. When a male, when a female, when each and every single one of us make the akhirah our objective. When the akhirah becomes the objective, when the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes the objective, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives this person peace and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers this person. Then this family does not need to worry. The mother does not need to worry, the father does not need to worry, the children don't need to worry, no one needs to worry, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken this responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the responsibility that whatever we need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to us at its correct time. And this we find in the lives of all the pious predecessors. We find this quality within the lives of all our pious predecessors. Let us look at the Sahabiyat. Let us look at the Sahabiyat. Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now, let us think for a little while that these were those people who had the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Ummahatul Mu'mineen. The wives of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were Sahabiyat. And on top of being Sahabiyat, each one of them had certain specialities in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. with regards to Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, she would say that I am that woman whose nikah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carried out. She would say this, that this is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon me, that zawwajnakaha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that we married her to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she would say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carried out this nikah of mine. So what honor did she have? But when we look into their lives, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when the incident of Ifk took place, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down 10 verses within the Quran to show her innocence. That Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha has not done anything wrong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down 10 verses in the Quran which highlighted the innocence of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Again, what honor. Yet when we look into their lives, they had all those things which would guarantee them Jannah. That they would not have to make any effort. They would not have had to make any sort of effort. Yet we see in their lives that till the last moment, they were making sure that this gift of Iman Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, they are looking after it, and they haven't fallen into this pitfall of the dunya. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was known as the Ma'wal Masakin. She was known as the place of refuge for the poor people, for the orphans, for the yateen. She was a place of refuge. Why? Because she would spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She would spend. With regards to this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that wife of mine who has the longest arm will be the first one to join me after my demise. I.e. she will be the first one to leave this world. So the Sahabiyya, the Ummahat al-Mu'mini, they started measuring the arms. That this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that those are the longest arms. Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the first one to pass away. And she didn't have the longest arm. But then they realized that what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam meant with regards to this prophecy of his, that the one with the longest arm was meant that the one who would spend sadaqah and spend freely the most. And this was her, Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. With regards to her, she was on her deathbed. She's on her deathbed and she has already prepared her kafan. Her kafan is already prepared. Her shroud is already prepared. She says to the people around her that Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he finds out that I have left this world, then he will also send a kafan for me as well. So she told the people around her that I've already prepared a kafan. At that time, two kafan will be there. So she says, keep one kafan for me and the other one give it as sadaqah. This was Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. On her last few moments, she's worried about making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he sends her yearly income, which was stipulated for her. So when this comes, she sees it, and before the day finishes, she spends all of it. She spends all of it and then she raises her hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and she says that, O Allah, let this wazifa not come again to me. And it is after this she passes away. She doesn't live one more year so that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his wazifa comes again. Before that she passes away. This was Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, again a very famous incident, that she is fasting and again hadiyah comes to her. A hadiyah comes to her, a big amount of hadiyah is given to her, and again She spends, and by the time of iftar, everything is spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now the time of iftar comes, and her khadima, she says that, oh, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, you know, if you had kept a few dinars, you know, we could have bought some meat and could have used that to prepare a dish for the iftar. So even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed her with so much of that wealth, she did not worry about herself. She did not worry about her worldly life. She worried about her akhirah. That in this world I may miss out on a hearty meal, but in the akhirah I will receive my reward. And due to this desire of hers, she spent every single dirham that was given to her. When we look into the life of the sahabiyat, the pious ladies of the past, then we will find that they were focused on the Akhirah. They were focused on the Akhirah. They made sure that Akhirah was at the top of the priority. And my respected mothers and sisters, my respected brothers, this is up to us that we also need to bring into our lives. That we prioritize. That up until today, what is my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is my connection to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Up until now, how much has this dunya taken me away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When the crutch comes, the decision between deen and dunya comes. Up until now, majority of the times I find myself giving preference to the dunya. When it comes to earning halal, when the crunch comes, my respected mothers, my respected sisters, what is our preference? When we ponder upon this, we will realize that where we have been going, and then we can make effort for a new change in our life. We can make an effort. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah, he has mentioned that the pious women of the past, they would, when their husbands would leave their homes, when the husbands would leave the homes to earn a living, then they would request their husbands that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to us. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to us and earn only that which is halal. Why? Because we are ready to go through hunger, we are ready to go through poverty, but we are not ready to face the ill effects of haram coming into our homes. These are the women in the home advising the husbands that make sure your sustenance is pure. Make sure your sustenance is halal. So my respected brothers and sisters, we need to assess our lives. We need to stop and think that up until now, how much have I been engrossed in the dunya? When are we going to say stop? When are we going to put a break on it? And when are we going to reconnect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When are we going to renew that connection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us? This gift of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, when are we going to make it shine? When are we going to make it even better? Our respected Shaykh Hafidhullah has mentioned, he gives the example that in our homes, we don't stick to the bare necessities. In our homes, when decorating and furnishing our homes, we don't stick to the bare necessities. We don't stick to just normal white paint. We will make sure we get the best paint. We will make sure we get the best wallpaper. Our carpets has to be the top of the range, top of the class carpets. Our curtains, our nets, our blinds, etc. We don't stick to the basic. We make sure we do the extra mile. We go the extra mile and we make sure we beautify our homes. So this gift of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, doesn't it deserve to be beautified? This gift of iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, shouldn't we go the extra mile for this gift and beautify this by bringing in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this, my dear respected mothers, my dear respected sisters, we need to connect ourselves to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to acquire correct knowledge. We need to acquire correct knowledge. We need to acquire authentic knowledge. We need to acquire that knowledge which will bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to practice upon that knowledge. We need to make our homes the home of ilm. We need to make our homes the homes wherein the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is discussed. And once we acquire this knowledge, we need to start practice upon this. And the best way is to come and listen to the talks of the pious ulama. When we sit in the company of the pious ulama, the mashayikh, and we get this opportunity, then this makes our hearts come alive. It makes a new change come within our life. So when we come in such gatherings, when we have the opportunity to sit in the gatherings of the mashayikh, of the ulama ya haqqa, then we should take this as an opportunity, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a moment for us to join ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a way for us to increase our knowledge and practice upon our knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each and every single one of us the ability to practice upon whatever has been said. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi.